USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden called Vladimir Putin a war criminal on Wednesday, just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to the United States Congress for more assistance in the fight against Russia's invasion. Earlier in the day, Biden condemned Russia's invasion and said the United States is sending more weapons to Ukraine. A spokesperson for the Kremlin, Dmitry Peskov, responded by saying, quote, "We consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state, whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world," end quote. If you like to share your Netflix password with friends and family outside of your household, Netflix is going to start charging more for the service. The new options will roll out in the next few weeks in select Central and South American countries and may expand beyond those markets soon. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Here's to you wearing green today. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Hong Kong is experiencing a surge in COVID cases.
Workers in PPE gear in Hong Kong have carted the bodies of coronavirus victims into refrigerated shipping containers as the city morgues run out of space from their deadly Omicron surge. In under 3 months since the highly transmissible variant broke out, they've recorded nearly a million infections and over 4,700 deaths, the bulk of them from the city's unvaccinated elderly population. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, the Democrat from Connecticut, denies owning individual stocks despite disclosing multi-million dollar stock purchases to the Senate Ethics Committee. Last month, Blumenthal claimed he did not own any individual stocks. Some lawmakers say Blumenthal violated the Stock Act by failing to disclose his wife's sale of $2.5 million worth of Robinhood stock in a timely manner. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Early Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the world must officially recognize that Russia has become a terrorist state. During his daily video address, the Ukrainian president thanked the people of the United States for their help and once again called on Western leaders for a no-fly zone and new sanctions against Russia. President Biden announced what America has done for Ukraine on Wednesday.
The American people are answering President Zelensky's call for more help, more weapons for Ukraine to defend itself, more tools to fight Russian aggression. And that's what we're doing. In fact, we started our assistance to Ukraine before this war began, as they started to do exercises along the Ukrainian border, the Russians, starting in March of last year. We took the threat of Putin invading very seriously, and we acted on it. We sent Ukraine more security assistance last year, $650 million in weapons, including anti-air and anti-armor equipment, before the invasion, more than we had ever provided before.
Despite fears that China may help Russia avoid economic sanctions and may even provide military support to Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime, China's ambassador to Ukraine told officials in the western city of Lviv this week that his country will support Ukraine both economically and politically. Happy St. Patrick's Day, or the Feast of St. Patrick, is a cultural and religious celebration held on the 17th of March, the traditional death date of St. Patrick, the foremost patron saint of Ireland. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.